Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Today on Build Your Tribe, I'm going to talk to you about three different ways that you could potentially lose your ability to use Facebook.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
Thank you so much for joining me here on Build Your Tribe. I also happen to host another podcast called The Shalene Show. You can find that podcast in the health category. And just to tell you how these two podcasts are different, here on Build Your Tribe, I'm speaking to you, those of you who are really excited about, you're not sure what yet, but maybe building a brand and creating your own following in social media, and maybe a business, or maybe you've already got a business and you're trying to figure out how to grow it online without putting yourself in the grave doing it. You want to enjoy passive income. You want to find the smart way of doing things. You want the shortcuts. You want the direct know-how, the cut to the chase and tell me how to do it. Well, this is your podcast. But for those of you who are looking for just life in general stuff, you know, and how to be a better person, how to deal with difficult people and how to make the most of who you are and be your best, well, that show is called The Shalene Show, and you can find it in the health category. This week, we discussed topics such as cellulite, why some women don't have it, even when they're really overweight, and why some women do have it, even when they're rail thin, and why men rarely have it. Yep. We also talked about how to deal with negative people, people who want to drag you down, toxic people, and all kinds of other topics. So I encourage you to check out that show and to subscribe as well. And by the way, thank you so much for the reviews that you've been giving me on Build Your Tribe. Totally appreciate that. In fact, I want to start the show off by sharing just a few of my favorites. This one just cracks me up. This is from Fun Jet on June 10th. And he or she says, I've had an on and off again, one-way relationship with Shalene for a few years now. When I heard her describe her lifers, I thought, well, I don't like shopping or shoes or the fitness brands she talks about. I already was in a mentoring group and managing pretty well on my own in the social media online world. I'm not a part of a couple, and I don't plan on coupling up anytime soon. But I kept coming back to see what she was up to, like cyberstalking an old flame. Now I know how to connect with her message, and I listen to her podcast daily, and I will not dump her again. Thanks, Shalene. Build Your Tribe is amazing, and I'm not shocked at all that you turned the horrific experience of being hacked into something to help everyone. Please continue your life's calling. So cool. I love that. And Funjet, you know, I've described my lifer, right? And so I always say my lifer is a lot like me, but there's one like really big piece in here that I can tell why we connect. And that is because you're so real and you're funny. And that's another really important thing to me with lifers. If you don't have a sense of humor, we should probably break up. I mean, if you take yourself too seriously, or if you're looking for like the cut and dried, you know, just give me the facts, ma'am. And, or someone who like kisses up or pretends that they're perfect, we wouldn't get along. And so Funjet, see, you might not like shopping or shoes, and you don't have to be into those kind of things. And you certainly don't have to be all coupled up to be one of my lifers. I'm just saying I try to take care of people who are a lot like me. And clearly you are very funny and we are a lot alike. So thank you for promising not to break up with me. And thanks for getting back in the car. And we can all thank Funjet for bringing up this topic again, the topic of cybersecurity. I wonder if we should really even be calling it cybersecurity, because I mean, what it is, it's like step one of building your business online. That's what I realize I've done wrong. I've taught all these people, maybe even including you, how to build your online influence, how to get more followers on Instagram, and how to get more engagement on Facebook, and then drive everybody to your email list. But one thing I am just going to own and say, I am so sorry. I didn't know, and now I do. And so now I have an obligation to do right. And that is, I didn't teach people how to first secure your land. So in other words, when you're building this huge Facebook following and you're creating this big email list and you're building your presence online, if you don't know how to safely secure those things, it's just not smart. It's like building a beautiful mansion on land that you don't own and you can't secure. Now, for those of you who are listening to Build Your Tribe, I can just make this assumption, I hope, that you're here because you're trying to build your business, your influence. You're trying to get your message out there, maybe build your brand or just start your own business online. Because of that, I don't mean to beat a dead horse, but I feel I have an obligation, a responsibility to talk about cybersecurity just a little bit more, maybe a lot more. Because, yo, it's so huge. You have no idea how ginormous this is getting, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and scarier every day. And I'm not saying that to scare you, but I kind of am, because I just am annoyed by how many people I talk to are like, well, I really don't have to worry about it. I don't have a big account. Or, well, I did two-factor authentication, so isn't that enough? You've got to follow through on all the steps. You've got to act differently than what we have in the past. And I want to share with you just this morning something that happened. I received a message from several of my friends that a colleague of ours had had the very same thing happen to them on Facebook. And ironically, I had received a message just the weekend before from another colleague who had the very same thing happen on their Facebook page. Now, Instagram's one thing. We kind of know that we don't have two-factor authentication there on Instagram. But most everyone I know understands how incredibly valuable their Facebook like page is, their Facebook account in general. It's how we run Facebook ads. It's how we, for a lot of us, connect with people and are building our list. So if Facebook goes away, if your reputation online is wiped away in just a moment, think about how devastating that would be. Well, I got a message this morning from Kim Leto, who happens to be a Christian author. She's author of the book Fit, Faith and Transformation. And you guessed it, her Facebook account had been hacked. So here she is, a woman of faith who regularly goes to Facebook to connect with her people and to provide them with inspirational Christian-based messages. And she finds out her Facebook page has been hacked. Her message to me on Twitter was, I don't know. I don't understand. I had two-factor authentication. I listened to all of your podcasts on security. I don't know how this happened. And lo and behold, what happened to her has happened to many on Facebook. So I have to give you just this one tip and then we'll move on very quickly. It is this. If you receive a message from Facebook that you need to verify your account, stop. Move slowly. And here's some things I want you to take a look at. How is the email written? Correspondence from major companies don't have, typically, unless it's mine, typically don't have major grammatical errors, problems with structure of the sentences. There were just some kind of, in my opinion, obvious signs that the email probably wasn't from Facebook. Nonetheless, because I've been so public about my own hacking, I've heard from probably 10 major accounts, two different celebrities, and just random everyday average people who don't have big followings on Facebook who have fallen for this exact same quote unquote phishing notification. Now get this, the notification actually comes to you while you're on Facebook. So number one, you're thinking it's probably legitimate. And then the notification says that your page has been flagged for infringement of content, and that their automated system picked up your posts as being recently reported. And then it says, basically it says, I'm actually looking at it right now. It says, if you think this was a mistake, please verify your account with the link below. And then the link below also looks pretty legit. I'm looking at it right now because it says HTTPS, meaning secure, :// Here's the tricky part. apps.facebook.com. Now, we know to look for secure links. We know to look for the actual name of the website in the secure link. But this is a new one. So this is someone who's created an app that interfaces with Facebook, which allows them to then send a notification to you from an address that is actually tied to Facebook, but not owned by Facebook. It's owned by the app developer. And this app developer whoever this is, whomever this team of individuals are, have created an app that basically sends you this message and it looks pretty legit. Then you click on it, right? And when you click on it, it takes you to a very convincing form for you to fill out to verify and authenticate your Facebook account. And in doing so, guess what happens? Yup, you guessed it. You just turned over full administrative responsibilities and rights and everything else to the hackers. They immediately changed the email address, and bam, for the last 3 days, her Facebook page has been, every 5 minutes, a new post goes up promoting some pornographic site. Can you imagine how incredibly devastating that would feel? And Kim is just the latest. I honestly can't even tell you how many messages I personally have been receiving from people who've fallen for this particular hack. I've also received countless messages from people who said, I listened to your episodes on cybersecurity. I went to the internet. A pop-up came up on one of the sites that I was on while I was looking at security, and it was a pop-up for a program I could install on my computer to look for malware. Well, I clicked on it, I downloaded it, and bam, wouldn't you know, it was in and of itself malware, and it took over my computer, and it locked me out, and what do I do? I know it's scary and I know it's kind of freaky. Here are some basic guidelines we must all follow. Number one, go slow. Be suspicious. Look at the links. Never change an address or verify who you are from an email that was sent to you, a notification that was sent to you, and certainly not from a text message that was sent to you. Even if you get an email sent to you that looks so incredibly legit, do not click on the links in that email. Go directly to the website itself by logging it in yourself, by typing it in, not by clicking, and do your checking there. If you see something that says you need to call this number, don't call the number provided. Look up the number on the back of your credit card or your bank statement or by going directly to the website. These guys are so clever, and they prey on good people who just want to make sure they're not breaking the rules, and we're not suspicious of other people being bad people because we're good people. So we can't imagine anybody would do this, and why would they do it to me? And because they can, and because we've made it so dang easy. It's a bummer. And yes, Facebook knows about these things, but you know, as fast as they can eradicate them, hey, the bad guys are a lot like us. They're looking at ways to improve their businesses too. Like when you get hacked, it's not a personal thing. There's not somebody over there right now loading up all these posts on whoever's page has most recently been hacked. Many times it's just a software program, or the account gets hacked and then they sell it to somebody else who's just basically running bots to promote ads and posts that get people to click. And sometimes those clicks will install malware on your computer, and sometimes they're just to sell porn or whatever other garbage they're trying to sell. So, you know, like getting upset as I did when I got hacked and going, I can't, you know, how dare you? I hope you don't sleep tonight. Like, silly, pointless, because these aren't even human beings. Once it's hacked, you're done. It's over, and there's nobody there who you can reason with. So rather than find ourselves in this position, may I plead with you to do things differently. Okay, memorize these. Number one, don't click on any links regarding changing accounts or verifying accounts or anything else for that matter, unless you that moment specifically requested that email. Now, if you do that, the email should appear instantaneously. If you just randomly get an email in your inbox asking you to confirm an account or verify your identity or change an email address or anything else, do not, I repeat, do not click on any links. Number two, don't call any numbers. Don't call a number that's been sent to you via text or to your inbox. Instead, figure out what company sent you that email. Go directly to their website. Again, not from the email or from the text message. Go directly to their website after doing a Google search, and then call their customer service number and find out if, in fact, it's legit. Next, and I know this point is a review, but you need to hear it again. But you need two-factor authentication on your email accounts. You need that on Gmail And you need to do that ASAP. And then you need two-factor authentication on your Facebook and your Twitter. And we hope and pray that very soon Instagram will offer us the same opportunities. And then, of course, when it comes to your credit cards, your banking information, and other things of great value, change those email addresses yourself today. Like maybe you're still using earthlink.net or Hotmail or one of those AOL addresses. You need to change all of your important accounts to be linked to your two-factor authenticated Gmail. Now, at the time of this recording, which is July 2015, that's perhaps what most consider the safest email provider service. That could change, and when it does, you know I'm going to tell you which one to use. But at the moment, that's the best one to use, and then you need notifications going to your phone when you get inboxes. This stuff happens so fast, in just a moment's notice. You can lose your identity. You can lose your source of income. You know, to hear from so many people who have all of their eggs in one basket, they're doing all of their work, all of their building, all of their connecting, everything they do is on Facebook or is on Instagram or it's only on Twitter. That's when you can really get in trouble. This is just the times that we live in now, and people are getting smarter. And so we have to get smarter. It doesn't mean we have to bury our heads in the sand. It just means when you hear something like this, there's a reason why you heard it today. And you need to make these changes, changes in behavior, first and foremost. And if you didn't listen to those previous five episodes, I'm telling you right now, you need to. You're going to kick yourself if you don't. And if you leave off one of those steps, that's a step that could let the bad guys in. I mean, let's face it. Facebook, of all of the social media accounts, is probably the one where most of you listening are making your greatest strides in terms of building your email list. Or perhaps you're taking advantage of Facebook ads, which, yo, I'm not even kidding. It's not simple to run a Facebook ad, but once you've learned it, it's crazy how amazing the targeting is because, yeah, well, Facebook knows everything about us. So you can run a Facebook ad and say, I want to find people who live within a 10-mile radius of my bike shop who are married with four kids and their kids are within the age range of such and such and such and such, and they make this type of income. It's that specific. So Facebook's pretty huge, and you don't want to get banned. One of the most common reasons why people have their accounts banned or suspended is because, quote unquote, suspicious activity. Now, when that happens, you can be really blindsided. You're like, well, I haven't done anything suspicious. Why would my account be suspended? And I've got ads running, and it could really affect your bottom line. Some of the most common reasons why people have their Facebook activity suspended is, number one, sending a copy and paste message to lots of people. Facebook does its best to make sure that bots, unless they're hackers, apparently that they haven't got that figured out yet, but for the most part, they will pick up on the fact if you're sending a lot of friend requests repeatedly to people you don't know. It will also pick, and that will be considered suspicious activity. You could get your account banned. Number two would be just doing a copy and paste of the same message to people even who have commented on your page. Number three would be when you have people who work for you or you're logging in on multiple devices. And this often happens when people are logging in on multiple devices into the same administrator's account. So for example, I have people who consult with me and help me with my Facebook advertising and any number of things, managing groups, etc. Each one of them has been set up with their own administrative privileges. That way, Facebook can see that Lisa or Jacqueline or Kevin have logged in as themselves and they're operating on my behalf in my Facebook like page, whether they're working on ads or scheduling one of my posts, etc. So if you have multiple people working within your Facebook page, make sure that you're not just giving them your sign-in privileges, but instead you're giving them administrative privileges to log into your like page, but using their own identity. Another reason why many people get suspended on Facebook is because they use their profile page for business. And that's a no-no. Facebook doesn't like it, and they're not always going to catch it. But if there's somebody out there who doesn't care for the fact that you are just keep posting the same thing about your business on your profile page, well, they can report you. And you could find yourself suspended when you didn't even realize that you were violating any of the company policies. Now, there's a wide array of reasons why your Facebook ads might be suspended. That's like a whole nother podcast. And if you let me know that's something you'd like for me to do, I'll do it. I just don't know how many of you actually have to deal with that. I mean, it happens, and I can definitely do a podcast on that. But I would first want to know if that's something that serves a great many people who are listeners. I hope that everybody's using Facebook ads, and specifically that you're not doing boosts. You're not doing a Facebook boost. You're actually using the Power Editor. It is worth the effort and the time that you're going to spend learning it, figuring it out, which is what I've done. And I, as I always say, I like to figure things out well enough so that I can hire someone who's really good at it. And I know that they're good because my expertise is doing something like this, connecting, teaching. That's my expertise. That's the most valuable thing I can do each day. But yet I need to understand what's the most valuable thing I can hire and outsource for someone else to do. And I think Facebook ads are the bomb diggity. So you don't want to have your account suspended. Be careful. And then, of course, the obvious ones are posting inappropriate content. Hello. And maybe less obvious is posting content that doesn't belong to you, meaning you've used a photo, not shared somebody else's photo that they've posted, but actual copyright infringement or music right infringement. Facebook definitely is cracking down on the use of licensed music without permission. Now, you can get away with little tiny clips of music. And when I say little tiny, I'm talking like 6 seconds. But if it's anything longer than that, you definitely want to make sure you err on the side of caution, which is why you'll notice when I post workout videos on Facebook, I'm always using music that's royalty free. It might not be the coolest music. It might not be the music. It's for sure not the music I'm listening to in my car. But that's how I make sure my account doesn't get banned. All right, that's all for now. I want to thank those of you who will take the time today to write a review for Build Your Tribe. And for FunJet, guess what? I hope you're still listening because I have a surprise for you. You, my friend, won this month's scholarship. Yep, we've just given you a scholarship to the Marketing Impact Academy. Congratulations. Welcome to the university. It's going to be great to have you. And for anyone else who would like to be entered into our monthly drawing, all you do is when you leave your review for Build Your Tribe, be sure to use the hashtag #IWantMIA. And then we pick one review each month and we give you a scholarship. All right, that's it for now. Thank you so much for leaving me your messages. You do so by going to shaleenjohnson.com/ask Shalene. What? All right, I promise to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun. And so now I am done. Thanks for listening. This episode of Build Your Tribe is sponsored by, you guessed it, the Marketing Impact Academy. It is your one-stop shop for everything you need to know to build, to really understand the right steps to build your online business. And I mean like, yo, everything from finding your ideal lifer to figuring out how to create a freemium, which freemiums are best, how to build your list, when it's time to actually offer something for sale. How to evaluate what price point you should offer something for sale, how to then attract more customers and write emails, and which email system or customer retention or customer relationship management software should you use? They're all different. Everybody's got their own opinions, but this is the place where you can go and figure out how to evaluate all of these things based on your current situation, based on how much money you have to invest, based on how many people you do or don't have on your list, based on how much time you have to invest in your online business. I needed this when I was building my own online business. There was nothing like it. There was no place for me to go to be able to learn each one of these pieces. I would go to one seminar or one academy and realize, well, now I don't know how to do this, fill in the blank. And I'd have to go to another academy or another seminar. And I did a lot of things out of order. I spent money that I didn't yet need to spend because I hadn't done steps one and two. And so I created this course specifically for people like you and I, who know that what's important is to evaluate everything with critical thinking, figure out what's best for us, find the best and the quickest and the smartest way to do things so that we don't have to live in our businesses. We can be smart about these things so that we can actually live and enjoy our lives and our businesses can allow us to do that. If you're interested in finding out more about the Marketing Impact Academy, please check us out at marketingimpactacademy.com.